Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. I'm here at the University of Cape Town in the Department of Astronomy with a PhD student called Julia Healy. Good afternoon, Julia.
Hi.
Now, Julia's got an extremely complicated array of screens in front of her because she's actually doing observing, live observing, and it's the daytime. And so where is, I can see all these graphs and lines and pictures. Where is all this data coming from?
So we're observing with the WIN telescope, which is based at the Kitt Peak Observatory in Arizona in the States.
So this data is all coming from over the internet?
Yes, that's correct. So
wild.
The big screen that we're looking at is a direct view of the control computer in the control room at the telescope. What we're seeing here can be seen on the screen there. And this controls the science instrument that we're using, which is called Hydra.
So are you actually controlling the instrument from here?
I'm controlling the science instrument. I don't control the telescope. There is somebody on the other end of my Skype call, which is currently muted, who controls the telescope for us.
And tell me, what exactly are you observing?
So we're looking at a cluster called Abel 262, which is a small part of the Perseus-Pisces supercluster, and we're looking at trying to get distance measurements to the galaxies around this cluster.
So you're now taking these readings from these galaxies. Is it sort of one at a time? You will look at a galaxy and...
No. So we're using what's called a multi-object spectrograph, which means that we can get the spectra of lots of galaxies at one time.
That means that you're breaking them down, breaking that light down into its chemical components.
Yes, that's correct.
Those galaxies are made of?
Well, what a spectrograph does is it stretches the light out into the wavelengths, and so we can see the lines corresponding to different chemical signatures. So in particular, we look for the bright hydrogen lines.
And how far away are these galaxies?
So these are generally what we call in the local universe, so it's a redshift of about 0.01.
So these galaxies were probably formed about the same time as ours, possibly.
Yeah, in that region, yeah.
Yeah, so they're billions and billions of years old, but we'll be looking, how many billions of light years away, or maybe just 1 billion light years away?
No, we're calculating it.
Oh gosh, this is astronomy on the fly. This is really happening as we're doing it.
So normally, because these distances are so vast, we work in what's called megaparsecs. So about 0.1 billion years old.
Okay.
So 100 million, 150 million years ago.
Wow. Okay. I'm actually in a room with two astronomers. There's also Dr. Sarah Blythe here, who did a little quick calculation using the data coming live from these galaxies. So there's lots of things going on here. There's about 30 windows open on these computers around me. So this is multitasking par excellence. So you may have thought that astronomers go out at night and put their eye next to an eyepiece, but actually they're on computers doing 1,001 things at once, controlling telescopes and looking at data. And then soon you're going to be changing what you're doing, isn't it?
Yes, about to turn on the mic to the control room.
And so what are you hoping to gain from tonight's observations? What's your goal?
Well, we're taking measurements of galaxies for which there aren't previously published distance measurements, redshift measurements, and so this will be adding to the existing catalogue of redshift measurements for this region of the sky.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your evening with the Fine Music Radio listeners, who I'm sure are fascinated to know what it's like to actually be an astronomer and do this stuff. So for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, and thanks very much, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you for chatting.